We are facing a very serious issue when it comes to teacher shortages, and the education of our children is at stake. The fact that 91% of our secondary schools are experiencing teacher recruitment issues is incredibly concerning. The Teachers Union of Ireland's survey, which is as mentioned in this motion, also revealed that 71% of schools that advertised jobs in recent months did not get a single applicant. That is absolutely unbelievable. There isn't a single area in the country that isn't affected by this. I know my constituency of Donegal is experiencing significant problems in recruiting teachers and retaining teachers as well. Parents will know this as their children are having to sit through free class after free class while principals struggle to find teachers even to supervise those classes, never mind actually teach the class. The government can hardly be surprised at this at this stage. Consider for a moment that this country actually offers our teachers. An accommodation shortage, high rental costs, no hope of ever buying or building a house, a cost of living crisis, long commutes, a skeleton public transport service, a broken healthcare system, astronomical childcare costs, very few permanent teacher contracts, job instability, and all round a very low standard of living. Is it any wonder that we are seeing such a high emigration rates among our newly qualified teachers, as well as our newly qualified nurses, and indeed all our young people who are newly qualified and in search of a decent standard of living? This is no country for young people, and it's no country for anyone at the minute, sadly. Schools are relying heavily on student teachers. Professional masters of education are working incredibly hard to fill the gap left by teacher shortages, and without them, schools would struggle to even open. I have been contacted by many PMEs who are finding the pressure of this, as well as college and other work, incredibly difficult. To complete a PME, you need to complete 2 years of college, while completing 440 hours of placement in a school. However, most PMEs are now expected by schools to work full school week due to the current shortages. This would be difficult enough in itself, but most PMEs are forced to undertake other work due to the fact that it currently costs over €10,000 to complete the two-year degree. PME students are people who have already undertaken an undergraduate degree, and so the idea that they would be able to pay over €10,000 and pay to live in Dublin, one of the most expensive capitals in the world, for 2 years, is completely unreasonable. It is therefore impossible for students to complete this degree without also undertaking another job. I also believe that the Minister needs to consider the lack of permanent contracts. The sad reality is that teachers are often in precarious employment due to a lack of permanent contracts and are being paid less than teachers which recruited in 2011. I know the Minister is considering the suspension of non-statutory leave arrangements, such as career breaks, which I believe will not address this issue in any way and may actually make the problem worse. There's very little encouraging teachers to stay in this country as it is, and the option of non-statutory leave may well be just the one thing keeping so many from leaving. We have to hold on to teachers that we have, because if we don't, we will only see the situation get worse until we are faced with ongoing school closures. We also need to address the obstacles that are currently present for those considering teaching as a profession. We need to fully fund the PME so that people can afford to complete the degree, and we need to put emphasis on ongoing professional development, which can be completed online to facilitate rural schools. There are solutions out there for the Minister if she's willing to listen and engage, and that's the problem. There isn't any listening or engaging. Thank you.
Thank you, Lascan Corla. And first of all, can I thank the Social Democrats for raising this hugely important issue. And unfortunately, it's a day-to-day issue for virtually every school, and a day-to-day issue for so many families. And I think it's really important that it's highlighted here in the